Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Update, I have not heard from Ed Knatzer. I assume they are on time. Mentioned earlier, coffee with Bill. Bill Lett is the guy that he owns a brewery. He's got a couple of other business interests, and he's a good man. And they get together, they have coffee, and they talk about the city and county and business and solve the world's problems. Mark Forster, that sounds like your cup of tea.
I'm just a sports guy, man.
No, you're far more than that, baby.
TV star, sports guy, statewide coverage.
You know, it's convenient when I do those TV broadcasts, they never put me on camera. Is that a message?
Probably.
I don't know if it's me or if it's just what they do.
No, it probably is. Can we do a stand-up for our TV broadcasts?
We can.
Swing the camera around. Have Thomas or one of the other fine staff members give a stand-up.
Have I ever told you what my fantasy football name was? Did we talk about that here?
I don't think so. What was it?
I told somebody. Face for Radio is my fantasy football name. So maybe it fits the bill of why I'm not on camera.
How did you do in that fantasy football?
I made the playoffs, and that's all that matters. Because then I don't have to dance on the corner. Because the last place person in the playoffs and the last place person in the regular season has to wear a shirt that says they're not good at fantasy football and dance on the corner.
Which corner? Around here?
The corner on High Street. High Street, I believe, in Jackson.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
Yeah. Or Washington, actually.
Is your team still in it to win it as far as...
No. That's over. It stops in the regular season. But, hey, to me, a win, winning money, it's great.
So who's doing the T-shirt?
Chad Massoff's one of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's one of them. He did it last year, actually, too. Back-to-back years.
Are you going to have video
on
that?
He's consistent. I have the video there. Maybe he's listening this morning. Right. Who knows?
Mark Forster is the guest that I have not introduced yet. Good heavens. We've been on the air for 2 minutes with him. Come on, Steve. Wake up. We're talking high school basketball. We've had a couple of schedule changes.
Yes.
For this weekend. Saturday will be the game here on WMUN.
It will. And I will say for high school sports fans, tonight, I would check your schools as far as events and how that changes. Oftentimes, the protocols kind of changed over the last couple of years. Typically, when schools closed, which we have several schools that are going to e-learning days, but the fact it's e-learning, I think, changed the course of having evening events. But I would just check because there's a couple of area schools that will be going on the road. Specifically, I'm looking at a team like Delta going to Pendleton Heights. Again, we're not saying anything's changed, but I would be cognizant of that. But yes, our game tomorrow is Westdale versus Frankton. That is a really interesting matchup. You know, Frankton used to be a 2A school. They're now in 3A, so they're in the same sectional as Yorktown and Delta. They used to be in Wapahani's sectional, and so Westdale and Frankton used to play each other, and it was kind of like a sectional preview or an area preview. And so I think it's going to be an intriguing game. Josh Burkett in his first year as head coach at Westdale, they're excited about that program, and Frankton is Madison County's version of consistency, I would say.
About a minute left in our content-heavy hour this morning, power hour this afternoon. Is it going to be Reaction Friday by any chance?
Can be.
I like it.
What a big weekend for Ball State sports. You have the Hall of Fame induction tonight. We had Jeff Mitchell on yesterday. He was fantastic. Men's basketball could go to 2-4 in conference play. They could be right in the middle of the conference after this weekend. And then, of course, the marquee event on Sunday night is a Ball State women's basketball in Toledo. First spot in Mid-American Conference on the line in national TV primetime, 6 o'clock on Sunday at Worthen.
And then Monday at Worthen, I got gymnastics. They're going to have your very, very hot commodity Squishmallow night. You know what the Squishmallows are? They throw those at the kids.
Oh, and have a lot of fun. Yeah. Is that fun?
Oh, kidding me? Have you seen the Squishmallow in the Axia Command Center?
Oh, yeah.
Ours is a giant version because we don't do anything halfway at WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio.
You know, I should ask questions when things are in the studio. One of the days I just looked and I'm like, all right, that's new in the studio.
Actually, that's okay. Generally speaking, it's not best to ask questions.
Oh, don't ask questions?
You know what I mean? Because it's like...
I do for a living, Steve.
Like
I just ask questions and I learn.
Mark Forster, thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
WMUN News Summary now.